Hi, this is Kate Feld from the Man Chisel blog, and I am here talking to Sarah Henshaw of the Book Barge. Sarah, can you tell me a little bit about what this place is?
Basically, it's an independent bookshop, but it's afloat. It's on a converted 57-foot narrowboat, and it's currently on a six-month tour of the country. So it's come to Manchester after 5 months, actually. I've just been down south and now slowly heading up north.
Now, how did you get the idea for this, to do this?
I thought it was a cheap way to set up a bookshop, actually. You're not paying high street rents, you're not paying business rates and stuff. And I thought the added novelty of being on a boat would be a huge help in this day and age, when independent bookshops especially are struggling so much.
Wow.
So anything to increase footfall is really a good thing.
So how many books do you have in here right now?
There's probably not as many as most bookshops. It's very limited selection, so probably 2,000 or 3,000.
Oh, hey, well, that's not too
it's
bad,
not
you
too
know.
Bad.
You've made very good use of shelf space here. They're very nicely arranged, but there are a lot of books, you know, in here, so that's good. Where do you get your books?
They're a mix of new and second-hand stuff, so the new stuff is from a distributor, as any normal bookshop would do. Second-hand stuff, book fairs, people bring them in, internet, mm-hmm. So a real mixture.
Great. Where are you going to be going next?
After Manchester, it's Skipton, Leeds, York, and then back down to the Midlands, where this is actually based for the winter.
Excellent.
And that'll be via Nottingham, that'll be the last stop.
Wonderful. Now, how can people find out where you're going to be?
I've got a website, which is just thebookbarge.co.uk. It's on Twitter and Facebook as well. So if you go to the website, there's a page, The Book Barge at Large. Click on that and you get a Google map of exactly where I am.
Wonderful. Well, thanks very much, Sarah.
Thank you for coming.